Where did you see her last? I asked a member of the returning group when she phoned me.
About 12,000 feet, she answered. We spoke briefly. I was on the way down, and she was on the way up.
Did you tell her about the fork in the trail? I asked.
No. Everyone knows that fork.
This was Linda's first climb.
The phone went silent. We both suspected what had happened. Tired and in the dark, Linda had taken a trail to a campground far from her car. At least, we prayed that she had. I thanked her and hung up the phone. The night had turned cold and the mountain dark. I reached for my pack, ready to begin the search, and opened the door. There was Linda standing before me. I walked and walked, she said, as I helped her off with her pack. I knew I was on the wrong trail. The fault was mine. But I didn't have the strength to go back. At last I found a couple who were camping. They drove me to my car. It ended as simply as that. 9 climbers had died on the same mountain in the previous 9 years, and I was thankful that Linda was not the 10th. If she had taken the trail to the left, the trail through the meadow, she would have been home before dark. But she took the other trail, and a different experience came into being for her, for me, and for her friends.